Welcome to Taking Control, everyone, the organizing podcast. My name is Pete Wright, and I'm here with Nikki Kinzer once again. Nikki, hello.
Hello, Pete. Hello, everybody out there. Thank you for joining us today.
Absolutely. We have such a great topic today.
Yes.
It's really, we started off with this whole Zen approach to stacking last time, and now we're back into the Zen mode. This is so great. It totally fits into my kick with simplicity in 2011,
yes.
Trying to simplify everything. What we're talking about today is how organization comes and goes in our lives. What does that mean?
You know, it's exactly what it says. It comes and goes in our lives. Even if you're the most organized person in the world, there are things that happen in your life that transitions, you know, things that just occur that can affect your organization. It's that simple. And, you know, it's interesting. I was talking to a client the other day, and we were kind of talking about her situation and what was going on. And she had this idea in her mind, you know, one of the things that was frustrating her is that she would set up a system in her home, and then after a while, it would stop working. And so she looked at that as just being pure failure. You know, like, I can't do this. I set up these systems, but they don't work. And one of the things I said to her was, you know, organization comes and goes in our lives. And she had this light bulb moment, and it was great. It was that aha, you know, moment of, wow, I never thought about that. Organization comes and goes. And so it changes almost by season. You know, especially if you have a family and you have children that are in school, and then all of a sudden, you know, June hits and you have from June to September, your organization is going to look different in the summertime than it does, you know, in the fall and winter when they're in school.
You know, what's so interesting about that, if I can just jump in, my problem is this. If I'm falling out of organization, I often don't know it.
Until it's too late.
Right. Until you get to that point of overwhelm. Like, it's
right.
Just you become overwhelmed with the stacks of tasks and voicemails to return and mail that's stacking up and bills that you haven't processed. And it all sort of hits you at once that, oh my gosh, organization has just gone from my life. I don't know when it happened. I don't know what the trigger event was that caused me to get out of organization, but now I am. And how do I accept that and get back in control?
Well, I think, you know, that's a really good point. And I think that once you've set up a system and you start to see it falter, we need to be aware that it's starting to falter before it gets to that point of being overwhelmed. And so what I teach my clients is about red flags. It's almost like these clutter red flags, or I don't know exactly how you would say it, but it's that boundary of, okay, I've crossed it and I need to pull the reins back. You know, we talked a little bit about this in the last podcast, and I think that that's what happens in this situation is when we're under a lot of stress, maybe something happens in our lives and organization is starting to falter, we need to be more aware that that's happening so that we can put the system back into place. And if you're aware of it and you can get, you know, you can catch it before you get to that place of being too overwhelmed, it doesn't take that long to fix. You know, it won't take that long to just kind of, okay, I need to file these papers, or I need to sort the closet out, and I need to get the old clothes out and put the new, you know, seasoned clothes, or whatever it is that you're doing. It's just being aware of what's happening before you get to that point. But even if you get to that point, you still can come back and fix it. You know, you could still come back and go through this process of getting back to where you need to be.
It's sort of triage.
Right, right. Yeah. Don't ever give up. I mean, don't ever just throw your hands up in the air and say, okay, I'm going back to my old ways.
That's right.
You don't
want to do that. Life was better as a hoarder.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. You don't, you know, I still don't like the stacks on my, you know, I still don't like the stacks on my counter. So we still need to take care of it. If they start to build up, you still need to take care of it.
But how do you address this issue of, so I'm not even sure how to put it. When you're diagnosing someone who was organized and has fallen out of organization, how do you approach the question of whether there was just this point that the system, you know, I got overwhelmed because, you know, there was a big event and you never quite recovered and got back to organize, or versus the system doesn't work for some reason now and we have to go back and sort of revisit why we were doing things the way we were. Why were we putting keys in that bowl when we walk in the house? Because they don't end up there for some reason, and that starts the whole domino effect of getting out of organization. How do you handle those two things? If the system works versus it just doesn't work anymore and it's broken?
Well, I think that, you know, if something happens in your life and it's you're going through kind of a transitional state, like you're moving or somebody maybe passed away in your life or you're dealing with some kind of big change, you know, that's more of a situational type of disorganization. And so and that really is somewhat temporary, as long as, you know, you kind of know that, OK, I'm in this situation right now. This is just the way it is. I have to accept it. But once things start to kind of get back to normal or you start to feel, you know, back to 100% of who you are, depending on what it is that happened, you know, you can still kind of go back to your original habits and things like that. So it's kind of just, again, being aware of this is happening. I have to accept it and, you know, keep moving on. Your second question, as far as like, you know, you've had a system and it's broken, you know, you do have to kind of do an analysis of, well, what happened, you know, why didn't you put the keys in the bowl? You know, what was it that was stopping you from doing that? Or why did you do it for a period of time, but then all of a sudden stopped? You know, what happened there that made you decide to stop? And, you know, depending on what it is that what the system is, there could be a lot of different reasons. But definitely, you know, you have to reanalyze it. You almost have to kind of go back to that first step of doing that needs analysis and trying to figure out, you know, what's broken, what did work about the system. You know, did half of your family do it and the other half didn't? You know, okay, well, why did that happen? I mean, you have to kind of do that self-analysis to kind of figure out what the problem is and then try to fix it, you know, try to tweak it a little bit. And sometimes it can be just a very simple solution. Other times you have to just, you know, throw that system away and start a new one.
Well, that I think is a great point. It's just being sensitive to how you got to this point. And for me, it's always, you know, at least for the past, 6 months, it's always the same thing that causes me to get disorganized. And that thing is, and I think you probably would agree, angry birds.
Oh, angry birds is a terrible distraction.
I know, it's a terrible distraction. As awesome as it is. That's where I fall apart. I black out. I lose time.
It's so easy to do. Well, and that's just like Facebook too, right? You get on Facebook and you're just there to, you know, pop on there for a second. And
oh,
then
it's always just a second. Yeah.
An hour. Yeah. I mean, those are definite distractions that we all face, you know. But hey, you know, the thing about Angry Birds is I just kind of look at it as entertainment now. So that's my moment of time to just like, you know.
So you stop looking at it as therapy.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. There's another transition point.
Unless I get angry.
Yeah.
I put the sound on pause because those little birds, they're cranky.
They are
cranky.
And
then they laugh at you.
If you don't get all the pigs, it's the little just righteous snort that they give you.
Yeah, with one black eye.
Yeah, it makes it causes that sort of the rage to build up. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, this has been really quite illuminating. Maybe more about me than anything else. But
and angry birds.
Right. How do we find out more about you, Nikki?
You can find me on my website at takecontrolorganizing.com. You can find my blog there. You can find me on Facebook. Just don't spend a lot of time unless you're reading articles and getting knowledge out of it. But Facebook is at Take Control Organizing and then Twitter at TC Organizing.
Excellent. And make sure to, when you visit takecontrolorganizing.com, click on the big podcast link and then click on the iTunes link to go over to iTunes and subscribe to the show there. It's absolutely free. And it's the best way to make sure you don't miss a single episode of Organizing Goodness. On behalf of Nikki, my name is Pete. Thank you so much for listening to the show this week. And make sure to join us next time for another episode of Taking Control, the Organizing Podcast.